You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
On this week's edition of the LA Dodgers podcast, a break from the norm. As we gear up for the All-Star game at Petco Park in San Diego, we hear the thoughts of a former two-time All-Star, including in 1978 as a member of the Dodgers. Here to share his thoughts on all things Midsummer Classic is Rick Monday.
How many All-Star games did you play in?
Fortunate enough to play in two of them, both the American League and the National League. And it's one of those things that you look at, not only during your career, but I think in retrospect, you look at it and say, you know, I was really honored to be a part of it, because when you go in that locker room, you were the best of your profession in that particular season. And having been on both sides, both the American and the National League, understand what it's like also to go in there and understand what everybody's thinking. You want to win the ball game. In fact, a quick story, 1968 was my second full year in the major leagues, and I made the American League All-Star team. It was played in Houston. And Tom Seaver and I played briefly together in Fairbanks, Alaska, a couple of summers prior to that when we were both in college, before we joined in Major League Baseball. And I saw Tom, I flew my mother into Houston, I saw Tom in the lobby of the hotel before we went to the ballgame. And Tom recognized my mother, having been in Fairbanks, Alaska during that summer when we were playing together. And Tom and I were talking, he said, look, he said, if we happen to face one another tonight in the All-Star game, the first pitch, I'm going to throw it about 900 miles an hour, but I'm going to give you a fastball. I'm going to try and throw it right by you. Again, I'm going to throw it about 900 miles an hour. But if that's the case, then after that, then you're on your own. I'm going to try and get you out. It's okay, fine. So the game goes along. I come to home plate, and who's on the mound? Tom Seaver. So I remembered what he had said in the lobby. We were been talking. And I told him, you're not going to bat, but we'll see what happens. So I get in the box, and I look out. Tom nods. I nod. He threw the pitch. He threw me a curveball, and it was in the dirt. And the next pitch, I happened to hit a ground ball. He's covering first base, and I'm screaming at him going down the line. I said, you lied to my mother. You lied to my mother in the lobby. And he started to cover his face up. He was laughing. I went by the mound again, and I was laughing. But it was one of those moments that, as college guys, we're dreaming about being in the All-Star game itself, much less in Major League Baseball. And here we are in our second year of professional baseball, and we're at the All-Star game.
What was it like walking into that clubhouse the first time?
It's unreal, first of all, to get on the bus to go to the ballpark. In fact, even prior to that, to have a luncheon the day of the game, and you are introduced, and on the dais with you is your quote-unquote teammate. As a kid growing up in Southern California, I was not a fan, to put it lightly, of the New York Yankees, except for one man, and that was Mickey Mantle. And Mickey Mantle was on that dais. And to go to the ballpark and get on the bus, and there is Mantle sitting on the bus along with these other great players, was really, it was like revisiting childhood dreams. And then to be on the field and to work out, and you look around, and I was amazed at how these other guys went about their business to prepare for it. It is the best of the best, and anyone that says, I'd rather have the days off, I don't think is really being truthful.
What was it like being on the field in 1968, and you're looking across at the National League, and you're seeing Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, all these amazing players?
It is kind of awesome, because it is basically, it's a highlight reel that you have been living since you were a kid and had dreamed of playing not only Major League Baseball, but just the chance to play professional baseball. And all of a sudden, you're encompassed in this wonderful, wonderful cruise of an All-Star game. And the guys in your dugout, the guys in the other dugout, and say, wow, I hope this dream does not end, because do I even belong here?
Okay. Talk about today's All-Star game. It's a little bit different than it was 40-some-odd years ago.
Well, I assume it's different. I'm not there. The game itself is a wonderful platform for the best players of that particular year, and also encompassed with those that have earned the right over their brilliant careers to be a part of that team, whether it's expanded roster or not. The game itself is really kind of neat. It is a festival, but then there's the competition. The competition's on the field. Again, one thing I can guarantee you, whether you're talking about the 30s, the 1960s, or if we're talking about this year's All-Star game, when you take the field, you do not want to be embarrassed. You don't want to embarrass yourself, your teammates, your league, or the game. Nobody really understands what happens between the ears once you get between the lines. That is the greatest platform that you can have because the lights are turned on the brightest with the best players.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.